All right, let's carry out. All right, here are today's top stories. Protests turned ugly in Gaza today as thousands of protesters were injured. 55 allegedly killed after Israeli military pushed back protests against a fence that separates the Israeli and Palestinian border. The protests were organized to push back on the new U.S. embassy in Jerusalem. Today was the big event to celebrate the opening. The U.S. has backed Israel, saying they have the right to defend themselves and that this is the work of Hamas. Palestinian officials say that the U.S. should condemn Israel for attacking mostly peaceful protests because, well, the U.S. has a long history of supporting such protests. But not anymore. The Palestinians also say that the U.S. silence in this matter is going to give Israel the license to kill. Yikes. Story is continuing. Usually ribbon cuttings are followed by finger sandwiches and tear gas. Or not tear gas, right? Not a good situation. Many conservative analysts believe that the new U.S. embassy in Jerusalem will push Palestine to peace. Not a good situation. I was just saying to myself, what is this chaotic 2018 missing? Right? What's missing? All right, an Israeli-Palestinian conflict. We haven't had that one of those. What makes this decade full 80s? Let's get one of those going again, right? I swear, if Wendy's brings back Where's the Beef, I'll be convinced we're just living in Westworld. Governor Rauner introduced a mandatory veto today over a gun law, and in doing so added some new wrinkles beyond the 72-hour waiting period for guns. How about something that really doesn't have anything to do with guns, maybe? Instead, death penalty! It's back, baby! The governor wants to reinstate the death penalty to anyone who's found guilty of mass murder or killing police officers. He'd make sure that we didn't go back to wrongfully killing people by changing the entire justice system from reasonable doubt to all doubt. What? Is that a thing you can do? Why didn't we just do that all the time? Is the governor like the Stephen Hawking of lawmakers? Does he see things that we don't? Can he just change court? He can? Awesome. I want him as my lawyer. This is a weird, out-of-nowhere proposal as more and more states are just jettisoning the death penalty because of so many mistakes. The governor and proponents say this move could be one of the ways to curb gun violence instead of gun control, literally put the fear of death in the shooters. This continues to be a national trend as well for state legislatures to make punishment more severe for those who shoot law enforcement. Nobody's going to argue with that, right? But let's just make sure this doesn't end up the same way the last death penalty did, where putting a moratorium on it wins you a Nobel Peace Prize. Think about that. The Supreme Court is doubling down on sports betting. They essentially made it legal today. All right, pony up, Pete. $20. I said it was going to be mid-May. You owe me 20. If you don't, I'll break your radio legs. I can't do that anymore? Law. The ruling opens up states to legalize sports betting. This could be a boon for the gaming industry. I think it's fine. I wonder why it wasn't illegal in the first place. Oh, right. Misery and suffering from addicted gamblers who ruin their lives and the lives of their families. Yeah, I guess. Terrible news here. Margot Kidder died. Ugh. It's terrible. She was great. I went back and watched some of those old Christopher Reeve Superman movies just recently. Do they hold up? Not so much. R.I.P. Margot Kidder. In weather, rain all day today, flooding as well. Also humid and cold at the same time. Ugh. Sports, the Cubs snuck one in today. Actually, a rain makeup with the Braves. And, well, Cubs wish it got rained out again. The Braves held on 6-5. Man, where'd the Braves come from? Are they seriously at the top of the NL East? They are doing it with a ton of youngsters they acquired over the last couple of years. Prospects that are tearing it up in the big leagues. What a concept. The Braves are, what, a game and a half up? The Cubs lose two in a row now, and they're a game and a half back. Although, another homer for Chris Bryant today. And Yu Darvish expected to come off the DL and pitch tomorrow against Atlanta in Atlanta. What? Man, it's like a playoff series. Okay. Enough Braves already. Let's move on to a different team. Also, Ben Zobrist wore black cleats again today, even though MLB says he has to wear blue cleats. So, drama. The Sox get the day off after a rare win against the Cubs yesterday. They sit at 10-27 on the season. The thought is that Yoan Moncada will be back this week as they head to Pittsburgh. Wouldn't it be great to go on the road and get a couple more wins? Giolito pitched well. Let's keep it going. And let's trade for Manny Machado and bring up all the youngsters, right? Right now. Did I say that out loud? The Bears held their rookie minicamp this weekend. Did anyone get hurt? That's all I care about in minicamps. Anyone? No pectoral tears, no ACLs, no mystery injuries that'll linger for 4 years till they get cut. No? Good? We're good? Good. The big NBA basketball game's on tonight. The Houston Rockets and the Golden State Warriors. Yes. LeBron did his usual get blown out in game one dance yesterday as the Celtics routed him. Been there before, Celtics fans, watch out. I was ready to call the Bulls a dynasty after we blew out the Miami Heat in game one a few years back. Remember that? I would Taj Gibson dunk on my wall, postered it. And finally tonight, a new study shows that Americans are suffering from severe depression. It's up 33% since 2013. Does it really matter? Nothing matters. That's the carryout for May 14, 2018. Hey, iodized salt packets are on sale this week. Buy two and get half off. I know they used to be free, but it's 2018. We got to pay the rent. Coming up, Touche. We got Dave Lundy and Chris Veronis. After that, Robert Kirsten's going to join us. Talk about his new film, Rocket. New film, new book, Rocket Man. The new film, Book Club, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. It's a download, 720 WGN. Stay with us.